most of the 57,000 or so Central American children who've come to the U.S. illegally in the last 10 months present themselves to Border Patrol officers at the border. They want to be taken in the hopes that they'll be reunited with family in the U.S. But 70 miles north in Brooks County, Texas, many residents feel they're living on a second border where people who cross illegally do not want to be caught. Michael Vickers is a rancher and veterinarian in Falfurrias, Texas, in Brooks County. He says his nearest neighbor, 4.5 miles away, is a Border Patrol checkpoint. And that's the problem. He says coyotes, smugglers, drop people off before the checkpoint and tell them to avoid it by traveling through ranches like his. Once they do, the coyotes tell them they'll meet them on the other side. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, but often the immigrants die. Dr. Vickers says he's fed up. And he co-founded with his wife, Linda, the Texas Border Volunteers. They report instances of illegal immigration to Border Patrol to get the view of what's being called the second border. We called Dr. Vickers. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Robin. It's a pleasure to be able to talk to you today.
Well, what do you want people to know about what's happening in your corner of the woods? What are you seeing there?
We still have a lot of traffic coming through. A lot of them are young males. A lot of them are gang members in these Central American countries. And a lot of times, by the time we see them and report them, they're very combative with the Border Patrol. They know that by the time they get to the trails going through my ranch and a lot of our neighbors' ranches, they're pretty much home free. They're pretty close to being picked up and going wherever they're going in the United States. So a lot of these people are still coming and not giving up at the border, and a lot of them are still bringing children through.
I'm wondering, do you think that that more traditional crossing the border is being obscured because of the reporting of on the children, the ones that are turning themselves into the border?
Well, yes, and the Border Patrol resources have been compromised so much, it's an optimum time for them to be able to sneak in illegally. And they're stepping in knowing that the Border Patrol's response is going to be compromised if they're seen because they're busy tied up with the families and the children down on the river.
But how do you know that these people are in gangs? Are you seeing different kind of illegal immigration than maybe you've seen in the past?
Well, yes, and we have proof because we get a lot of them caught by the Border Patrol. A lot of them are gang members of half a dozen different gangs, including MS-13. We get a lot of them apprehended by the Border Patrol. A lot of them are carrying weapons.
Well, you've said you used to meet people who were polite Mexicans that you maybe might have felt sorry for. That's changed.
Oh, yeah. The number of Mexicans is been reduced for whatever reason. Some of the Mexicans that we see are actually coyotes.
Well, look, as you will know, there are people who feel that a lot of these people are desperate people, and there are efforts to try to help them. Newsweek writes this week about you, but also about efforts of a group called the Southern Texas Human Rights Center. It's really one guy, Eddie Canales, I'm sure you know him, who's asking ranchers like yourself to let them set out emergency water for these people that they feel have made an incredibly dangerous, deadly trek. Fellow ranchers like Judge Raul Ramirez are taking them up on that. They're putting water out. He says, no one's going to die on my ranch. You say what?
Well, you know, don't misunderstand me. I certainly applaud what Eddie Canales is doing. There's no question there's a lot of people dying. And water is very essential for their survival on their trek through here. But here again, a lot of these groups contain people that are gang members. We suspect terrorists from some of the nationalities that are actually slipping through. And most of the ranchers that do not allow him on their property are concerned about the people that are putting the jugs out having an altercation where it creates a liability for that rancher. But a lot of the ranchers have water sources that the illegal aliens passing through can utilize. And that's the case on my ranch. They can see windmills from anywhere they stand on my ranch and go to that windmill and get fresh water out of a pipe right there at that windmill.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have declined to let him put those water bottles out. But the water is not a situation or not a big issue on my property. But my feeling is, and this is my position, I would be willing to let him put them on if the Border Patrol were allowed to put a camera on that station and apprehend the people that are coming to it.
Well, Dr. Vickers, do you ever find someone in the desert who makes you pause, who makes you decide not to call Border Patrol on them?
The answer to that is no. I have encountered not hundreds, but probably thousands of people over the past 20 years. And you become very calloused when the dogs bring a woman's head up in your yard, or whenever you find a nude woman on your fence line that was probably raped and murdered.
So that's got to be chilling for you to have so much death suddenly. But I have to ask this question. Are any of them being killed by residents? Newsweek profiles a rancher named BJ who seems to hunt down the migrants, sets traps for them, corners them, calls Border Patrol. She was asked, what if they resist when she corners them? She smiles and says, that's one question too many. There's an implication there.
Well, I can tell you right now that absolutely no one in this county that I know of, and that person in particular, is going to do anything to hurt any one of these people. And I can promise you this much, that person right there has probably saved hundreds of illegal aliens coming through private property here in Brooks County over the past 10 or 15 years. Where her ranch is located, it's out in big oak canopy country, western part of the county. It's very, very easy for people to get disoriented and get lost out there. I've been on her ranch. I've encountered people coming up and asking me for a ride. They're desperate for water because they have been left behind by the coyotes. So there's a substantial number of the people that she comes across that she's actually saving their lives. And in most cases, it's a rescue operation. It's not chasing them down and cornering them.
Well, what do you think has to happen to stop this flow in your backyard? What has to happen?
We need to put the military on the border. But not only that, we need to send Mexico a message that it's time to close it down on their southern border. A stern, stern message with sanctions. We're going to still be dealing with this for a long time.
That's Michael Vickers, rancher, veterinarian in Falfurrias, Texas, co-founder with his wife Linda of the Texas Border Volunteers. Dr. Vickers, thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, you bet, and I'd be glad to visit with you anytime.